This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Been looking forward to this conversation. We're joined by author and columnist Gordon Chang, widely recognized authority on what's happening in China, Chinese-American relationships, and that sort of thing. Gordon's recent column caught my eye. China's economy is collapsing. Here's why you should worry. Gordon, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. And thank you so much, Joe.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So it's funny. Jack and I, and Jack's off today, but we're both really into Chinese-American relations, the rise of China, China's future, and that sort of thing, while, as Rush Limbaugh might have put it, the drive-by media just always repeats, China's the great rising economic power, China will soon eclipse us, they'll soon have the biggest economy on earth, and a lot of us are over here shouting, whoa, 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 China has some serious problems going on. So glad to hear you writing about it. Tell us about the current state of China economically, and then we'll get to what it might mean down the road.
Yeah, China right now has an economy which is perhaps zero growth, maybe negative. If there is any sort of positive growth at all, it's probably less than 1%. And the reason is, of course, the COVID lockdowns, which still are plaguing the country, including still plaguing Beijing and Shanghai, where they're putting new neighborhoods into restrictive measures all the time. But they're more fundamental problems. The most fundamental problem is that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, is moving back to a state-dominated economy. We know that doesn't work. Also, they've got too much debt, and that debt problem is something that they can't solve. But it's not just the economy. This is in the context of a country which really is in distress.
Tell us more about that sort of distress. I mean, because the COVID will come and the COVID will go, but I know a lot of the problems are structural, if you will.
Yes, the problems are structural, and the most structural problem of all is demography. China right now has a population of, let's say, 1.41 billion, which is the number from the most recent reporting of the National Bureau of Statistics. Most people expect China by the end of the century will have a population of maybe 500 million, maybe 600 million if they're lucky. So really, this is the biggest demographic fall in history in the absence of war or disease. No country has ever gone through that before, so we don't know how China will navigate it. But all of its other problems, and there are a lot of them, have to be seen in the context of a rapidly shrinking country.
Well, and you couple that with Xi Jinping, and when, you know, I can't remember when it was, but Jack and I had long assumed that Xi Jinping, Stalin, a lot of the communist leaders just wanted the legitimacy, the promises of communism, but were really running kind of an old-fashioned dictatorship behind the scenes. They didn't believe their own rhetoric. But it seems, you know, that Xi Jinping actually believes in communism, that it will work, and that it's time to run in this unruly capitalist thing that's bought them everything they have.
Yes. We never know, of course, what's in someone's mind. But it's clear that Xi Jinping reveres Mao Zedong. He's consistently felt that way over the course of decades. And we've seen his actions as ruler, which is to move away from the liberalization of the economy in China, which created all that growth during 3.5 decades. Also, he believes in totalitarian social controls, and we're seeing the return of those, so that China has really moved back to a society that is starting to resemble the 1950s, only with high-speed railroads and buildings and skyscrapers. But really what he's doing is he's taking the vitality out of China. And that ultimately is something that has occurred. It occurred in the first years of the People's Republic, of course, but it's also occurred during the imperial era from time to time, where China's leaders closed up their country. And it's always resulted in disaster, Joe.
And in your piece, which folks can read at armstrongandgetty.com, link to the Daily Caller, it's you mentioned there have been a handful of runs on banks. There's a very, very fragile situation with the real estate market. So, I mean, if all of those birds come home to roost and China goes into a severe state of unrest or recession, obviously that'll affect the world economy. Do you want to talk about that just a little bit before we get into other geopolitical questions?
Sure. It will affect the global economy, but much less than we think. You know, everyone says China's an engine of global growth. And yes, China does have and has had growth. But the point is, China's growth has come at the expense of other countries because of their stealing of intellectual property and their predatory trade practices. So if China were, for instance, just to magically disappear off the face of the earth, it actually would be good for growth of other countries, because to be an engine of global growth, you've got to buy the goods and services of other countries to create growth elsewhere. And the engine of global growth today, as it's been consistently since the end of World War II, is the United States, because we run these enormous trade deficits with others. We're creating growth around the world. The Chinese are taking away growth from other countries.
Author and columnist Gordon Chang is on the line. We're talking about China's economic fragility and what it might mean. And then you hit us with a sentence, a couple of sentences that I thought were just terrific and I did not see coming in your piece. You ask, why should we care? Well, for decades, the primary basis of legitimacy of the Communist Party has been the continual delivery of prosperity. Now, because of the accelerating downturn, the party's only remaining basis of legitimacy is nationalism. That was the twist that I did not see coming. What's that likely to look like?
Well, Xi Jinping believes that the Communist Party has a right to rule. He knows that his primary basis of legitimacy is gone. He can no longer assure prosperity, which means that he's got to show a strong China. Now, a strong China means military misadventure abroad. It means, for instance, going after India, Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan, even us. We've seen some very hostile maneuvers by the Chinese Air Force and Navy over the last couple months. These guys are just sort of looking for a war. You know, they may say they don't want it, but they're taking actions that can lead to it. And so, therefore, we've got to be prepared that, not as the Pentagon says, that if war comes with China, it'll be next decade. We've got to be prepared for the here and now.
So you think it's a Putin-like effort to provoke outsiders to attack China, to rally the people to the party?
It would probably be China attacking others in the first instance. We saw this in June 2020 with the sneak attack on India. We have seen this, of course, with these very provocative air maneuvers, not only with regard to Taiwan, but also last month, May 26th, they almost brought down an Australian reconnaissance plane in international airspace. So this is really dangerous stuff that they're doing. And so, you know, the law of averages says that there's going to be a collision or there's going to be deaths. And that could lead to the spiral downward from which there is no recovery.
If you were to advise the Joe Getty administration on dissuading the Chinese from pushing too far and provoking the sort of conflict you're talking about, what would you suggest? Is there any dissuading them?
I think that there is, because they realize that we're a stronger country. What they don't believe is that the United States has the political will to defend our friends and allies. And as a matter of fact, Ukraine is a great demonstration of a failure of deterrence. We were far stronger. Our allies were far stronger than Russia. And yet we failed to stop the Russians from attacking. The Chinese look at that, and I think the way that we stop them from going after Taiwan or whatever is we make it clear that we will fight. And the way to do that is, for instance, to say to Taiwan, we will defend you. We'll give you a mutual defense treaty. We'll put our soldiers on the island as a tripwire. We'll preposition military supplies. We will do those things that make it clear that we will fight. People will say that that's extraordinarily risky, and I say, yes, it is. But because of misguided policy over the course of decades, our policies, we've created a situation where every option is exceedingly dangerous. And the most dangerous option is to continue with policies that have put us into this predicament in the first place.
Gordon Chang is an independent voice taking a look at China. We always are interested in his opinion. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China. You can follow Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon's always interesting to catch up. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Again, it's a little frustrating, and you don't need to be an authority. I don't claim to be an authority, but you just hear the same cliches about China repeated over and over again, and it's a behemoth. I mean, obviously, the population, the economy, and the rest of it, but it is an enormous, complicated, troubled, aging country, and not the, you know, the plucky young upstart that it's been portrayed as in the mainstream media for the longest time. They are, well, all international politics is an extension of domestic politics, as we try to remind y'all from time to time. And countries often express their difficulties domestically by reaching out and poking somebody in the eye, or you know, forming an alliance or writing a treaty or something like that. But man, never forget, domestic politics are what drive international politics, and China matters these days. So you got to keep an eye on what's going on internally. So hope you enjoyed that. I did.
Armstrong and Getty.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.